Soprano Isabel Ford was a winner of Discover Classical's Young Talent Search in 2021. She recently graduated from Wright State University with a degree in music and says she developed a lot as a vocalist during her college years.
I definitely learned a lot more about music, and I think it's important to have that backdrop of understanding what you're singing. Definitely as a high schooler, it was a lot more singing by rote and less understanding the theory and the history. But I think that also I've come into my voice a lot more. It's blossomed more between biology and learning how to use it.
Besides being a vocalist, Isabel is also active as a composer. She began writing music even before she started taking voice lessons.
I started composing piano music first and wrote that for a long time. Really, I only started writing vocal music once I got into college, which is good because it's hard enough to write for one instrument, especially if your theory knowledge is very basic. But writing for two without that grounding and a teacher to guide you is very difficult.
Isabel had a teacher to guide her at Wright State in Stephen Aldridge, an experienced composer.
I would never have gotten as far composing without his influence. He taught the vocal literature class at Wright State and really acquainted me with all the things that you can do with just a voice and a piano. And I'm so glad that he agreed to tutor me in my own studies of writing for the voice and piano. I definitely go for sort of a neo-romantic style. I love the works of Rachmaninoff. I love the works of many of the old film composers. I also love many of the great art songs like Schumann, Fauré. I like to draw a lot from all of those.
In a recital at the end of her senior year at Wright State, Isabel performed a song cycle called Penelope, for which she wrote both the music and the lyrics.
Well, the song cycle is a retelling of the Odyssey from the perspective of Penelope rather than Odysseus. Each of the songs sort of tells the scenes from her side of the story back in Ithaca. I developed it first because the Odyssey is one of my favorite stories personally, and so that's why I chose a very old, very traditional work, but I wanted to add a fresh point of view in it. It actually started as just two poems. The first one was The Sailor's Wife, and it was going to be a standalone piece about Penelope, her looking out at the sea, thinking of Odysseus, wondering if maybe he chose not to come back. And so that was the very first poem, and I chose to write it into a song. And then as I was writing it, I was realizing there's so much of the story that the poem leaves out. I just kept getting more poetry and kept getting more songs.
Penelope is a song cycle for soprano accompanied by piano, but the piano part is more than simple accompaniment. Isabel wrote musical cues that describe aspects of the scene.
Probably the one that I'm the most proud of is in the scene where Penelope is weaving her tapestry. The piano has this motive that goes up and up and up, and then down and down and down, the weaving and unweaving.
In another piece in the Penelope song cycle, Isabel portrayed the singing of a mythological siren. Isabel plans to develop the Penelope song cycle further, and she hopes to record and publish the work. This recent college graduate is involved in music in many ways, as a vocalist, composer, instrumentalist, music teacher, and choir director.
Art in general, I think, is what makes us human, what differentiates us from any other animal. We have a soul and we have an intellect, and we can communicate ideas in a way that is beautiful. We can communicate not just needs and feelings, but really great, true questions and answers. And I think that's what music does for me. I think it's a glimpse into what is true. I don't think I could live without music.
I'm Adam Alonzo. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.